And welcome to Real Talk, Real People. My name is Simon, and I am on a mission to normalize conversations about mental health and well-being. Throughout the series, join me as I talk with my friends about how different things can impact our well-being, from music to sport to books to traveling. I want to talk to real people about how these things can affect the way we feel. Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in for the last episode of this series. It's just me today. I have no guests with me, as this episode is just a short reflection on what I've learned over the last 2 months, and specifically thinking about how having these talks with others has impacted my well-being. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as I vocalize my musings from the last 2 months. I've never really been keen on talking. I don't enjoy talking about myself, I don't see any value in small talk, and I find I much prefer asking the questions than answering them. I often get people saying to me that they assume that I love talking and being centre of attention, but the truth is, I really don't, and I know that will surprise a lot of people. I find it's a bit of a cliche in a well-being context to say talking can really help you overcome your problems. And whilst I can fully understand that for a lot of people, being able to just talk and have a sounding board can be so valuable, I personally don't find that useful. In the times where I have tried to talk, whether it be with friends or in a therapy environment, I've mentioned before that often people automatically want to try and resolve your problems by giving you their solutions, but the problems have always still remained, even after vocalizing them. And something in my mind takes over, and I start telling myself that even best friends or paid professionals don't want to hear me talk anymore. So I might as well just please them and shut up. So historically, talking has often had a negative impact on my well-being. I used to constantly think that people were judging me based on what I said and how I felt. And yes, that could have just been my interpretation. It could have been me making up people's reactions and making assumptions. But I did, and still do, think that stigma is real. It's ridiculous to say in 2021, but I genuinely think that we are all judged so poorly if we talk about our mental health and well-being barriers. People still say today, oh, I don't have problems with mental health, like it's some sort of achievement, and that those that do are considered weaker. And I find that baffling, as I don't go around boasting about how I've never broken a bone in my body, but it's that age-old cliche of if someone breaks a leg or an arm, they aren't considered weaker. In fact, they're often praised for overcoming that injury, but you hear very little praise in mainstream media about people overcoming mental difficulties, and that shouldn't be the case. Although Naomi Osaka, Emma Raducanu, Simone Biles, and Ben Stokes are making slight progression in that area, but has it all been positive coverage of them standing up? Sadly not. They are still being judged by some idiots that have very big media platforms. And that was one of the reasons for creating this podcast. I wanted to do my part in normalizing conversations about mental health and well-being in a bid to help people like myself to feel like it doesn't have to be such a big deal. I never intended to change the world, but I thought if I could just encourage those closest around me to feel more comfortable, then that's a start. The more we make it normal, for want of a better word, the easier it can be to talk and not have those feelings of being a burden on someone, and instead just making it part of everyday discourse. Do I think I'm there yet? No. I think I pushed myself in having these talks with my friends, and don't get me wrong, I've really enjoyed them, but I purposely kept most of the focus on the guests and off me. And actually, if I'm being honest with myself, at the start of this project, I thought we would get a bit deeper in the talks about mental health and well-being, but I found myself trying to keep the conversations a bit more light-hearted. I'm not sure if that was a conscious decision or not, or whether I just leaned towards humour and keeping things positive, but I found that an interesting reflection. I do think that by doing these talks, I do have a slightly different view on talking than I did before. I don't feel too reluctant to open up and be honest if people ask me questions. But I don't think I'm at that place yet where I feel comfortable to just start a conversation about me and my well-being spontaneously. I've had some really nice messages from listeners saying how they really related to lots of different parts and how it was really nice to hear other people talking about some of the same difficulties that they've experienced. And that's been really nice to see that these talks have had an impact on others. And I think for me, I've learned that actually some people are really happy to talk about how they felt in certain situations, and I've not judged them in any way. I don't feel like they've been a burden on me. So I just need to practice a bit more what I preach, I suppose. So overall, I think it's fair to say that talking used to have a slightly negative impact on my well-being, but I feel that has adjusted ever so slightly recently, and I feel I'm going in the right direction. This podcast, I think, has definitely helped. It's nudged me out of my comfort zone, and it's been really fun on the creative side as well. So I'm keen to do a second series at some point. I wasn't ever really bothered about the listening figures, but knowing that each episode averaged about 80 to 100 listeners did feel really good. So a massive thank you for listening and contributing to improving my well-being. As always, I hope you enjoyed listening and were able to relate to parts of the talk. Don't forget to check out the rest of the series as we have real talk with real people about a whole host of different subjects.